Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't even trip. We got you.
Yo, what's happening, y'all? You on with Don't Trip Podcast. It's your host, David.
Man, where we at, man?
Wait, just tell them what your name is first. They don't know you.
It's Justice.
It's Justice in the studio. And we in the win. What's the win, Jay? What's the win? Tell me what the win is.
In Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
In the Blue Wire Studio.
In the Blue Wire Studio. So you're telling me we kind of made it a little bit. We not in the library no more?
Bruh. We not in the apartment, bruh. We in the studio with it.
You're on with Don't Trip Podcast. If you're new here, we the podcast that gets you right. We get to get questions. Send us your questions. We give you advice. The best we got. We got different segments. We treating y'all right. We got the simping or pimping. We got high questions. We got story time. We got callers. We got it all. We coming with everything. So
We
got that heat for you. This episode, we got simping or pimping. We got some callers and the don't trip question. We're going to get y'all the tripping right real quick.
Bro, can we pause for a second?
Let's take a pause.
I can't stop smiling, bro. This is crazy, man.
This is a regular now.
This is crazy.
This is the regular now, Jay.
But yeah, just shout out to everybody that supported so far.
Yeah, for real. Bro. No cap.
Like, for real, without y'all, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, this is episode 50, so it's a good milestone for us, too. Yeah, so episode 50, the big transition.
You see how that worked out?
Uh-huh. Worked that one out. God worked all this out. So thank you. Thank y'all supporters. Thanks our parents. Thanks everybody, you know. Feel y'all. Keep supporting. We're going to keep bringing y'all good content. But, you know, we got to, first off, what we always do, we tell our people thank you. So we got the podcast charts. We on the charts in France.
Netherlands.
Saudi Arabia.
South Africa.
And India.
India.
So shout out to y'all for showing some support.
Yes, sir.
States, you could get it up there a little bit, put us in the top 10. But you know what I'm talking about. Eventually, we're going to get there.
But,
all right, we're going to get to this first segment. We got the don't trip questions. You ready?
Right. Yeah, let's hit it.
Question number one is, I'm with this queen of a woman. My boys, even myself, don't think, you know, they be typing wrong sometimes. All right. I'm with this queen of a woman. My boys don't even know how I bagged her. She's 23 and I'm 20. Bro, this question kind of tripping me up. Okay. Here, I'm going to show the question for you. I'm with an older woman, and she wants me to pay for her cars, house, waters, and school fees, and I'm not on that like that yet. Is that okay to lose a woman over that? What do I do?
All right, don't trip.
We got you. So, bro's struggling with financial stability, or it's not even financial stability. Are you supposed to be able to pay for everything? You're supposed to provide all that for a woman?
All right, no.
No?
No. First off, if you're not, they're not married, right?
Yeah.
Therefore, like, there's no obligation to it. Like, that's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you're supposed to, like, help support each other. But, like, if she's not bringing nothing to the table, and if it's hindering you, bruh, you got to cut it off.
You got to cut it off?
Yeah.
I feel like, especially in a relationship, even the marriage versus dating, 50-50, bro. We know this. 50-50. It's not whoever's whether the workload is paying for something, taking care of the kids, cooking, whatever it is, as long as it's a somewhat even split between y'all, then I think it's a fair relationship. But if someone's pulling all the weight or someone's just getting by free, then that's a problem in a relationship right there.
Yeah.
Has a girl ever like told you, have you ever been like a gold digger?
Have I ever been with a gold digger? No.
You never been with a gold
digger? No, but like I've never had like a lot of money.
Okay, wait, what about have you ever been with an athlete digger? Like someone who's just with you because they know you're an athlete?
I don't know. I would hope not, but I'm sure probably.
Oh, wait, this is called a jersey chaser.
A jersey chaser? Yeah, I don't know.
I know a couple jersey chasers though, but I'm gonna keep that, you know. We all know some jersey chasers.
Yeah.
But if it's that type of relationship, that's why them dudes on the other podcasts, be talking about, oh, this guy has the right to cheat because he's doing everything, literally everything, and you're doing nothing. You're literally a trophy wife. So they're like, oh, yeah, he can cheat because.
Yeah, but we're not saying you can cheat.
Yeah,
we're
not we're not saying that. You should be in a relationship if you want to be in a relationship, be faithful to your partner. But that is their argument because you're not giving them everything, so why should they give you full loyalty?
Right, so. And when money comes into play, that's when it gets sticky, though. Yeah. It money. Gets sticky when money comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you bringing in all the bread, and then she got all this stuff that you got to pay for. If that's not your wife.
What are you doing?
Yeah, bruh.
What are you doing?
You
got
to stop it.
All right, so what's your buddy doing in this relationship?
I think you got to sit down and talk to her first
before
he, like, cuts it off. Because, I mean, he might have real feelings for her. I'm supposing he does because he's spending all this money on her. But, like, talk to her first and let her know, look, I can't keep putting all this bread down on you, like, and you not giving anything in return type mm-hmm. thing.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you can't be dependent on a man or a woman. You should be able to hold your own regardless of the relationship. Like, out of burp. But anyway, we had just got a cough button. But you should be able to split whatever is going on. That's what we should. We advise that you go talk to her. If she's not willing to go with you 50-50, then that's probably not the relationship for you, because eventually you're going to be dragged down by her dragging you down. Like, imagine when you run out of money, when you run out of status or whatever she was chasing, she's leaving you for another dude that has that stuff. Like, that's not, you don't want someone that's just looking for that. So we keep it pushing.
Honestly. Yeah.
Keep it pushing.
Get up out of there.
All right. Next segment, or next question, my fault. Next question is, after a date goes really good and she says she wants to do it again, but she ghosts you, why did that, and what do you do to proceed?
So the date went good.
Yeah.
But she ghosted him.
She ghosted him. So how do you proceed with that? Don't trip.
We got you.
We have different answers on this. I already know.
All right,
I'm a persistent guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Persistence is key. So I'll give it a little break. Give her like some time apart. If you really are into her, then hit her up like in a week maybe. And act like, what's up? What's good? Like, maybe something actually did go on, or she wanted you to chase her too much. But you shaking your head. Go ahead.
Bruh.
Go to your truck.
She just wanted her free meal. She just wanted her free meal. She got her free meal. Now she's up out of there.
Mm-hmm. But not being a persistent person, you won't know that, because after that free meal, so girls like persistence. Girls love persistence, bro. They want a guy that's going to chase them like till the ends of the earth after marriage.
Okay.
Whenever. Yeah. You
feel me? I agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree.
Girls love persistence. So if she ghosts you after one text message, I think it's okay to send a couple after, one, two. Don't obviously be overwhelmed with it. Like, don't send her like a page. Hey, I just wondered why we didn't work out, blah, 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 all that stuff.
Did I
leave
do
that
something
alone.
Wrong?
Just
don't
be like,
do that.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
do that.
Just be like, yo, what's up? How you doing? Like, just simple ones,
yeah.
Just to like keep pestering. And at the end, when you're tired of it, just be like, hey, I thought we had something cool, but if not, it's cool, do you? And that's it. And
yeah.
if she wanted persistence, that's the point she's going to be like, dang, okay, I pushed it a little too far. But if she didn't want persistence, then she's just not going to reply.
Okay.
And then.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. So
I just don't like putting my best foot forward.
Yeah.
And then having someone throw it back in my face by like ghosting me.
Yeah.
Because then at that point, I'm like, all right, you too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel
so
that.
I'm up out of there. I know my worth. Like, if you're not messing with me the first time, what makes you think you're going to mess with me like,
The following.
Yeah, the next time. You know what I'm saying? And at that point, I'm wasting bread on you too.
Oh,
I'm wasting time on you.
Time.
Can't do it.
You're messing your mental on her too. You definitely think about her all the time, and it's just not working
exactly
how you want it to
bro.
Work. But another thing is, she was a test dummy, no cap. Because you was on the roster, and then someone took the top spot. Like, she might have a boyfriend. She might be seeing someone seriously, and now you're just not in the picture. If that's the case, when you wouldn't get them texts back. A real nice person, guy or girl, would message you back talking about, hey, I'm seeing someone now. I enjoyed our time, but I'm sorry. Like,
yeah.
You're not the one for me. Type.
That's why they say don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Because mm-hmm. Right. You dropped everyone for that. You right? Imagine that. Like, you had the roster, then you picked that one.
Yeah.
And then you wasn't even the top one on her roster.
Listen, fellas, don't drop the girl. Don't drop your roster after the first date.
Okay.
Wait a little bit.
Okay.
Make sure it's a secure thing,
uh-huh.
And then drop the roster.
Okay, so that's we putting that in the rule book? Don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's the rule, but what
rule
is that? Rule number, let's go 13.
13?
Rule 13. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. All right.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get that handbook for y'all soon. We gotta get worked out for y'all. But we got rule number what? 13 and I forget the other one. It was like 60 something. We'll run it back. Run back to the like episode 49, the one right
you
before
said
49. This.
49.
That's no episode 49. The one right before this. We got
started
the handbook. But all right, we're gonna get to our next segment. We got the call ins. You ready to give some advice to people?
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
All right, so we're gonna hit our first caller. You know how people be ditching the call sometimes.
They gonna answer or not?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Hello.
I got me right.
What's
Hello.
Going on?
What's happening? You on with Don't Trip Podcast. How you doing?
Oh, what's up? Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, we're good. We're chilling. We just recording, doing our thing in the studio right now, but we know we gotta get you advice. So what you got for us?
So I'm kind of like, I don't know where to begin. I was gonna ask you guys like advice on my little like situationship.
Ooh,
okay, let's hear it.
All right, so this happened like it was started like last year around summer, but me and this dude were friends before anything, and So I was kind of being petty on my end. And so I had a falling out with a homegirl that I was close with, and me and her, shit happened between us. And I was like, I knew that she wanted him. So for me, it was just supposed to be like a one-night stand, and that was it.
Okay.
And we kept going back and forth, and it started to where he was, like, saying shit that he was like, oh, like, I kind of like you, this is not, but he says one thing but does another.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And, like, recently he had given me a call, like, 7 in the morning. He's like, I want to be waking up to you every single day. Like, I want to meet your mom, all of this stuff. And then, like, I pressed him about it, and I was like, where is this coming from? Because, like, you'll stop talking to him for days on end, and then all of a sudden start texting me again. So it's just, like, confusing, I guess.
All right.
All right, don't trip.
We got you. What do you you mind if we ask you a couple questions first?
Yeah. All
right, what do you want?
To be honest, I did end up liking him. So,
okay.
And I kind of have made it known to him. Not fully known, but he knows that I do want him.
Mm. Okay. First advice, you need to make it fully known before you make any assumptions. Okay. Because, guys, if you give us a little bit of wiggle room, we're going to work with that wiggle room, because we don't have to. You didn't say you want to be in a relationship. You said you like me. I don't know. Maybe you just like me and don't want to be in a relationship. Like, we're going to use whatever wiggle room we can to escape out of that. But after that, I think that's the best route, honestly. And when you tell him that, then you guys have that serious conversation, because if you actually want to be with him, I think you guys should try to. You shouldn't let someone just go by that you don't want to be with. But if you want to keep him as a friend, I can see where the issues are kind of coming in after that. But I don't know if that's what you want as well.
But nah, I don't know. Like, it's been weird, because I'm telling you, like, dude has called me. And he'll call me at random times. He'll blow up my phone and be like, I want you, da-da-da-da-da. Like, I want to be with you, all this other stuff. And then we won't talk for days on end. And that's really, like, gets to me, because I'm like, I don't want to take you serious if you're going to be doing this on and off shit.
I think a little bit of that, you know, him not talking to you for some days is his, like, way to protect his feelings, maybe a little bit, because he's a little unsure about how you feel. So maybe he's like, he doesn't want to get hurt, so he's gonna be the one to ghost you, type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have you wait, one question, last question, what time does he text you?
Always, it's either like in the morning, like he'll call me at like 7-8 in the morning, like right as I'm like waking up and getting ready for like my day and stuff. He'll be like calling me and texting me, what are you doing, like, what are you up to, where you at?
That's when he professes his feelings for you,
for sure. If he's calling you in the morning,
That's different. It's not no booty call. That's what I thought was going on, but it sounded like bro actually got a little, he woke up thinking about you, he had his dream about you.
No, for real, because a lot of girls don't wake up to them good morning texts and they be wanting it. So
and there was one time where like I had because he doesn't have a car right now. He crashed it around the time that me and him started actually, like, I guess, like, talking and messing around. And I went to go pick him up, and he was like, I don't know how you be sleeping, all of this and that. Like, you stay on my mind. And I'm like, what? I'm like,
Dang.
I was like, what's going on?
He be pulling all the tricks out the bag. Boy got a smooth mouthpiece.
Hey, well, I think... If you like him, you should let him know, because it sounds like Buddy's like really interested in you, especially the morning stuff. And like Jay said, he might be protecting his feelings. And if he's not, and if he's just being like a little bit iffy, you'll see that once you actually make it clear to him, because that's hard to tell from, especially a guy's perspective. I've had girls tell me that they're into me, and I really don't know if they're actually into me, like, because they didn't actually say it for real.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't know. And then another thing is that, so he doesn't, the only like social media that he really be on is like IG. And he blocked me from seeing his, like, stories and his, like, lives. Like, so whenever he goes live, but I have, a page that I run for, like, my car team and stuff. And so he, like, obviously follows that page, and he knows that I run the page because I have to be uploading and stuff on there. And I'll get the notification he's live, and I was like, oh, like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't get that notification, and I saw that he, like, had blocked me from seeing his stories. And I was like, I don't know, like, that was kind of sus to me.
Yeah, that is kind of sus. I have no idea why he would do that.
That one threw that was a curveball right there. Yeah. I didn't expect that.
So low key.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like all over the place. Like it's a messy situation for sure.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, just be honest with yourself and honest with your feelings and tell him that and put the ball in his court, you know? And, you know, you're never going to come across a good thing if you don't, you know, take the risk in the first place.
Facts. Speak.
That's true. So, I mean, hey, this has been going on for almost a year.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, girl, it's time. It's time.
Damn.
Yeah. Let them know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that leap.
I tried. Like, I think the last time I saw him, I was like, well, like, you're over here saying one thing, but you'd be acting on another. Mm-hmm. He's like, I know, and I'm sorry, but, like, you know how we are. And I was like, okay.
You know how we are.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but let us know how it goes. DM us if you want to get on the call again. After it happens, we'll try to get you on again.
All right.
But let us know. Yeah. Profess
thank
your
you
feelings.
So much.
Of course. Hope you have a good day. Thank
All
you.
All right, thanks.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, bro. Remember last episode when we were talking about that girl that I had feelings for and then kind of did me dirty?
Yeah.
That same thing, because I thought she was into me, but she never said she was into me straight up. And then I asked her, are you into me? And she was like, yeah, but that doesn't work, bro. You need, like, to be clear with how you feel in these situations.
For sure.
Because otherwise it's going.
The thing is with relationships, people be thinking they can read each other's minds.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know
Nobody
how you feel.
Nobody can read your mind. We don't have superpower. We're not Professor X over here, bro. We don't know what you're thinking.
They don't know how you feel, so you need to tell them, like, just flat out.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out for you, it's good.
It's
bro.
Good. That's
because then you can move on. You're not sitting here
keep
dwelling
it pushing.
On it.
I like that.
Yes, man.
Okay, so nobody's a mind reader, guys or girls. Don't assume that your partner, if you sit there pouting, they'll be like, dang,
yeah,
I really just said that exact word that they don't like. I'll never say it again. Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, we in the studio with it.
She out here dancing. I don't know if you can see it, but she out here dancing.
All right. This next segment, you know it, you love it. Simping or pimping. We got some pickup lines for y'all. Did you see that, Jay? Did you see that change of color?
Pimping.
Hey, whoever's on just the audio podcast, we also got the YouTube, we got the TikTok, we got everything. If you want to see these graphics and effects, our reactions straight up, go enjoy those. They're a little bit shorter, so you won't get the full podcast, but you'll get the, you got to tap it on both.
Yeah.
But simping or pimping, we got pickup lines for you. Some are bad, some are good. We're going to give you all our best judgment, see if you can use them. And let's get into it. You ready?
Hopefully
we got some heat today. All right. I'm writing a paper on the finer things in life. I was wondering if I could interview you.
Pimping. Yeah.
That's smooth. Nah, you smooth for that. You straight pimping for that one.
The finer things in life.
And you fine. That's why I want to write
fine.
You. And that's something you really walk up to. Like that's
wait,
a.
Wait. Tell them how you spell fine.
Fine? Yeah. F-I-O-N-E-E-E-E-E.
E-E-E.
Come on.
Got but three E's at the end. Fine.
Fine. But yeah, so pick up lines that you can really walk up to shorty and like you're doing something. Like interactive kind of thing. Cause I'm walking up with, if I'm like doing this, I'm not just walking up to them like straight up. I'm walking up with a pen and a pad.
Yeah.
And be like, yo, I'm writing a paper. You know, can I interview you? Blah, 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 blah. Finer, blah, blah, blah.
A whole script.
And that's what worked there. Cause they don't see it coming. They think you're being for real about something.
Right.
And then boom, pow. And you, yeah. Anyway, next pickup line. All right. Next one is, I was wondering if I could follow you home because my mom always told me to follow my dreams. Simping. Okay. That's creepy.
It is weird.
You can't follow someone home like that, especially nowadays because there's stalkers. There's weird people in the world. And she's going to definitely be like, no.
Bruh, don't do that. Don't say that.
Yeah, you're going to get the cops called on you.
They're going to be scared.
Actually. So that's a simping one for real. That's not even like simping like you're soft. That's simping like you're just out of pocket right there. Like, don't do that. Don't do that line right there.
Yeah, no.
All right. Next question is, or next pickup line. Do you have a shovel? Because I'm really digging you.
Pimping.
Yeah.
That's pimping. It's like on the verge, though.
Very. I had to think about that one.
But it's good, bro. Because like I'm digging you is like more hip than mm-hmm. like.
It's just a common saying that you threw in it to the pickup line that you could really throw out there. So it's the shovel. No one gonna have, and I feel like the shovel going to throw her off. Because no one going to have a shovel. Why are you asking me for a shovel? Because I'm digging you. Mm, that's why.
Wait a second.
You want to dig me out the dirt. Mm, carry me off. All right. Next one is, are you from Asia? The next one is, are you from Asia? Because I'm trying to get in Japanties.
Pimpin. Is that pimpin?
I don't know. I don't know if it's pimpin or simpin. I really don't know.
It's funny.
It's funny. Because if they actually think about it, then it's cool. But, because like you just said, two Asian places in Asia. But, it's kind of complicated. It's funny though. I feel like that's one you DM because they can read it.
Right.
And then they'll be like, China getting
Japanese. Yeah, they got to think about it for a second.
But Japanese is a lot. So this has to be someone you know you can really bag, because if it's just someone like you're trying to talk to and you just went straight to the intercourse, yeah, girls don't like that. Nah, you need to be more. Yeah, so this can be someone.
You got to know their vibe.
Yeah, you got to really know their vibe before you say that one. But it's pimping if it's someone you know. Like, say your homeboy puts you on a girl, right?
Yeah.
And you should be able to know if she's Asian or not. But like, if you just go use the
David.
I'm just saying, you should be able to know their race. Like, if you say this to a black girl, like, what do you, like, you're that's not going to say, are you Asian? Come on now.
That's true.
But if you use the line because you know, like, what vibe she's on, you met her at a party or something like that.
Right.
Then you could use this line. But this line is, like, not used.
That's like the first, like, that's one of the first ones I've never ever heard, bro. Like, what?
Bro, I don't know who sent this one, but that was funny. I gave it a pimping because it's funny.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's going to make them laugh.
Yeah.
It's not going to work, but it's going to make them laugh.
Okay. Last pick up line. That one was kind of simping, no cap to you.
It was funny, though.
It was funny, though. Okay. Last pick up line. I don't normally use pickup lines because I'm not trying to pick you up. I'm trying to pin you down. Pimping. There's not much to say about that one. That's pimping. She's going to be like, why are you using a pickup line? That's why you're using a pickup line. But I feel like these intercourse ones, the yum yum bouncy bouncy, is very iffy, because some girls
that's
are going to be
risky,
like,
bro.
Yeah, it's very risky. So you have to know what vibe they on, like we just said for the last one. But that's a pimping line, no cap to you. I'm not thinking off the dome. That's smooth. But yeah. You got any comment off that?
That low key shook me up, bro.
Really? Like, you didn't see it coming?
Nah. You got to be a different breed to like that one, though.
Yeah. You got to freaky deek. And she.
Because some girls might get a little scared. What?
Pinned down. I'm scared. I don't want to be pinned down. Aw. Yeah, but a lot of girls, you know, they be hiding their true and like, it'd be the quiet ones. They don't want the pin down. I'm not going to give all the way to trade secrets. Yeah. I know all the trade secrets. But that's the end of this episode. Don't Trip Podcast. We in here with Blue Wire.
Shout out Blue Wire.
Blue Wire Studios in the Wynn Hotel. Shout out all our help. Shout out, now we got a team with us. Shout out all the team that's been helping us. Shout out everyone that got us here.
Man, look at the logo, man. Isn't that thing nice?
I mean, hey. Well, dang, that would look great on a t-shirt or something.
On a t-shirt.
I don't know.
I don't know if people would like a t-shirt or something. I don't really know. Like
maybe one day.
Like a hoodie or something. Like, whoa. Or maybe put
don't,
on
don't,
a
don't stretch it now.
On
don't,
a hat?
Don't, a hat. Whoa. I don't know. We're just daydreaming over here. Yeah. But, hey, tap in on all platforms, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. I think we're on Google Podcasts. I think we're damn near everywhere. So tap in.
Yeah, tap in on YouTube, man. See the new setup, man. Mm-hmm. Check out what Blue Wire is doing over here. It's crazy. Yeah.
Go show some love on the gram. Y'all love the TikToks. Y'all be on them. But catch us on the next episode. Yep. Don't trip.
We got you.